Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, que lo que, and welcome to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia, and I am so excited, as always, to have this broadcast of a podcast. Oh gosh, why am I thinking broadcast? I'm thinking email marketing already. No, I am so happy to talk to you guys today, and as always, because for all of you tuning in, I will never stop saying thank you, because it's because of you that I still have this podcast, which I know, right? You shouldn't doubt yourself every time you start a new venture, something new, which I started this almost over a year ago. And in fact, I think it might be 2 years. I can't even keep track. But the whole point of this podcast was to bring you questions that I ask the universe, people may ask the universe, and sometimes you might be going through something or something that we want to talk, you know, about, because we're just talking like, you know, it's 1995, ¿verdad? Entonces, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I don't know about you, but like, the weekends are just flying by, and I can't even hold my breath, because I'm like, pero ven acá. Weekend, fin de semana, ¿dónde tú te vas? You know, I'm like, where are you going? I just said that to my wife the other day. I'm like, these weekends are way too short. I think we all deserve maybe like a 4-day weekend, maybe. I don't know, maybe I'm wishing too much. But I want to talk about family. Yeah, something simple, something like a topic like family. And I'm bringing this up because I had my Dear God IRL, and this is one of the words that kept coming up, and it's something that I've already envisioned for Dear God to be there yet, but ahora yo me fijé, I noticed that other people are talking about this word and what it means to them, and why does it, all the different meanings, you know. So Dear God, what does family mean to you? Simple, right? What does family mean to you? And you can ask 100 people and you will notice that everyone is going to give you a different response. Everyone is going to say something wonderful or beautiful or maybe not so beautiful. And I think it all goes based on experience, you know? So I look back and I got to spend some time with my folks, my mommy, my papi, and you know, a part of me, it's like when I think of family, the first thing I think about is, you know, my immediate family, which is my wife and my daughter and, you know, our dog. That's our family because it's something that we're creating. We've created already. But then I quickly think about my mom and my dad. And every single day, I just keep saying in my mind, like, I know that things are never going to be like ongoing, you know, we don't live forever. Y me puse a pensar, and I kind of took a step back and I was like, I don't know what is life without family, because, you know, I love my parents, you know, I love them so much. I communicate very often with them. And yeah, like any family, everybody has their quarrels. Everybody has that. But what I've noticed is that there's one word that keeps family together. And I don't know, do you guys know what that word is? But I was looking at some things that I was reading and just observing and talking and having conversations. And the one word is forgiveness. That I came across in anything and everything. Family, family means to me is like forgiveness. Forgiveness in yourself, forgiveness in your past, forgiveness is all those quarrels, forgiveness of who fought who and who, que dijo este, blah, blah, blah. Like, forgiveness. And of course, this is something that some of us just hold on to, and we just like refuse to forgive and people. And it's hard. Like sometimes it's hard. Like sometimes you don't want, you're like, no, I'm mad. I'm not over it. Y que lo tuyo. Yo no quiero hablar contigo. Like, I get that, because those are emotions that are attached. But then I also think about that sweet spot of love that family has, you know? I spent time with my wife's family, weekends ago, and you feel that sweet spot of family and what it means, you know? It can be a hug, an embrace, a joke, laughter, you know? Family doesn't mean everything to everyone. I know that, I mean, in my family, it's always going to be loud. We're always going to be making jokes and stuff, because that's like our love language of family. And I'll never forget my dad telling me one day, like, I got into it with my brothers, and he said, mira, no importa lo que ellos te hacen a ti, esos son tu hermano. Like, whatever they've done to you, or whatever you feel against them and how they feel against you for whatever it is, you need to forgive them, because that is your family. And see, Dear God, Are We There Yet? I am driving, as always, for my podcast. Because Dear God, Are We There is about a car, right? No, but all jokes aside, I always keep that in the back of my mind, that it's hard sometimes to, you know, make peace with everyone. It's so hard. And you can choose who you want to consider family, because for many years of my life, I considered, and still now, I consider a very small core group of friends my family. And they are my family. They've become my family. They've become a part of my journey because of their endless forgiveness and their endless love. And what does family mean to you? I want to know what family means to you. Like, what does it truly mean? For me, it means that forgiveness needs to be the number one thing. And a lot of people say love needs to be the number one thing. Totally get it. I totally see where you're coming from. Ya yo lo tengo en la mente. Pero la cosa es que without forgiveness, it's like, where is true love for the people that you love? And I'm thinking about all the nonprofit stuff, and I'm so happy I did that Dear God IRL, and I can't wait to do so much more and so many more with different types of people or different locations or whatever the case is, because I already know in the back of my mind that the references of a suggestion or any ideas or every conversation is going to come based on that one word, family. Whether it's a good experience, a bad experience, a growing experience, a change experience, you know, it takes a lot for us to go back into our brains and soul search and like, okay, what does family mean to me? Like, who's important to my family? And even having a child now, I think about it even more, because it was just me and my wife and my family, of course, my, you know, external family, which I considered my brothers and my mom and dad. And it made me refocus, like, just because certain people are your family, like you have blood with them, doesn't mean that you need to be a kiki with them. Like, that's, it's okay. As long as you know in your heart, you have to have a forgiving heart, and you just have to give them that space and be like, you know what? I'm in a time in my life that I just want that space. So we got to think about that. Like, let's think about that in how we can alejarnos, you know, just take ourselves out of the picture of the people that are family that we just don't need in our circles. They're our family. They will always be our family. But if you feel that little sweet spot of forgiveness is not working, like it's not coming up, then you have to learn. And I'm not saying you have to. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a therapist. I don't know anything about that. But I'm just saying, like, in order to move forward, you have to break up with that, the mindset of, you know what, I need to forgive. And you don't have to tell them in their face. You don't have to look at them. You just, in your own conscious mind, you have to forgive, because that is love. That's being able to say, I love the fact that I can honor this forgiveness to keep these people away and not have them in my circle of my life, not because of hate or anything. It's because it's just not going to work for you. So I wanted to ask this question to you guys because family is something really, really big, and it's something so joyful. It's something like home. I mean, if you've had a good experience or even a bad experience, there's no matter what experience you've had with your family, there's always going to be a memory of something, a smell, a sound. You know, your senses are going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh, this reminds me of this, or this reminds me of, you know, when I was on Saturday mornings when we used to clean the house and we used to blast la bachata, you know, and or los boleros, you know. Or when you think about it and you're just like, wow, my mom used to pack for us like 3 months in advance for us because we were going on a trip, and she made all of us feel special because she made sure that we were all, you know, treated the same, in the fact that, you know, if we need something here, if we need that. Or the memories of, you know, I remember my mom, you know, for ballet, I was in ballet and I was doing point at the time, and yo dije, ¿y dónde mami va a sacar ese dinero para esos zapatos? Porque esos zapatos son caros. I said that. I'm like, those shoes are so expensive. I have no idea where my mom's going to come up with the money for point shoes. And you know, back in the day, it's not like now, because it was different. And, I mean, they're still probably expensive now. I don't know how much point shoes are. Pero lo que yo me abaso is, what I'm speaking about is that the sacrifices that she made, the way she worked, the way she... You know, in my mind, like, I never heard her complaining that, like, oh, about us, you know, that we're, like, we're too much, we're do this. Like, she enjoyed being a mom. It was important to her. And that was her love. Even though her love might not be shown like another mom's love, we knew that she loved us. And I keep thinking about that, my own daughter, and I'm like, wow. You know, my wife and I, we have a beautiful little girl, and we just want to give her so much love. We want to teach her so many good things, and we want to teach her about life, you know, when as she grows. And we want to expose her to the things that, you know, society deals with, so that she is not in shock and says, oh, I didn't know this. You know, we don't want to do that. We don't want to instill limiting beliefs. We don't want to instill that things cannot be possible. We don't want to instill those things. We want to instill a safe environment. And no matter how you raise your children, I've learned that they are their own selves. But if you embed something deep into them, you know, and that same thing, even if you don't have children, you embed that in yourself to say, I'm going to change my mind process and my thought process. So I want you to ask yourself about, what does family mean to you? And what do you want out of that? And things can change overnight. You know, what do you want out of your family, as far as not something that you need or wants. I'm saying, like, where do you see the growth of it? If it could be your personal family, like your husband or your wife or your child or your children, or just you as a single person, you know, because we are not here forever. And as long as you have a forgiving heart, I feel that you can be peace within yourself, and also know that you are putting out something in the universe with that type of energy, that no matter if you don't talk to these people that are in your family, or, you know, whatever, I don't know, a mother-in-law or whoever, you're putting out this energy of love, because you've done the one step that it's so hard for us, and it's forgiveness. So I just wanted to come to you guys today on the podcast to talk about this, because as I learn again on the Dear God, in the Dear God IRL, family is so important, and it just means something when it comes to priorities or whatever the case is. And don't be afraid to be who you are because you want to change something about yourself or your life or how you socialize or how you don't socialize, or who you want your children around, or all that stuff. Like, you have to live the life you want and live the life you desire and live your life for you and what's best for your personal family. because coming from a culture that is very different, and I don't want to just put myself against just one culture and, oh, I'm Dominican culture or one American culture. No, I just want to do Alicia's culture, you know, Alicia's culture and what she believes and what she thinks is best and what she wants to take from her upbringing and then what she doesn't want to take from her upbringing and who she wants in her life and who she doesn't want in her life. So the next time you hear the word family, or since the holidays are coming up, I think I'm going to be talking a lot about this more because I want to hear from you guys, especially with ideas for the Dear God fundraisers and our projects and what's coming next and the next IRL and board of directors, all that stuff. I am going to open the doors for you guys because I am all about listening, and no idea is stupid and no feedback is dumb and no story is like boring, because every one of our stories are special and it's our personal own. So thank you for coming onto the podcast this week. Next week, we're going to dig in a little bit more into this Dear God, Are Be There Yet, the foundation and the nonprofit. And but I'm going to probably talk about something that's a little controversial, right? Oh my God, Alicia's growing. And I don't know. I mean, I've learned that just because I don't like to talk about certain things, there's people that like to talk about it and they like to air out their opinions about it. And I have to respect my uncomfortableness of talking about certain things that make my, you know, blood like worrying some, you know, when you're in a room with people that talking about politics or something and people are not respecting each other because they just want to change your ways or your views or whatever the case is, they're passionate about it. I get like anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, no pelean, por favor, like don't fight. And maybe I'm living in a unicorn land, and maybe I'm living in a, you know, la la land or whatever the case is. And I'm super happy with that. But I know that I need to get uncomfortable, and being uncomfortable is where growth comes, because it makes me understand people a little bit better and the families and the children, and that I will be able to help. So until next time, thank you for listening to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast. And if you want to be on the show, go ahead and email me at hello@deargodarewetheryet.com. Yeah, if you want to be on the show, you got something to say. Also, check out our Instagram, where last week we had a lot of different questions that, and not even just questions, just more like statements of what we went through and the IRL. And I want to hear your opinion. You can go on my link in Instagram and share this podcast if you know someone who needs to hear it, or someone's going through it with their family or trying whatever it is. Yeah. So until next time.